Tomorrow, Chinese President Jiang Zemin arrives in the United States for a four-day visit. He'll meet with President Bush at his Crawford Ranch on Friday. Jiang is on his way to the meeting of Pacific Rim leaders in Mexico. His trip comes at a time of unusual U.S.-Sino cooperation. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing.
For a decade after the collapse of the Soviet Union, many in Washington believed and many in Beijing feared that China was shaping up to be America's post-Cold War enemy number one. September 11th changed all that, and the U.S. government has recently become much closer to China. Jia Qingguo is a specialist on U.S.-China relations at Beijing University.
The 9/11 attack against the United States, however unfortunate it was, has some positive impact on U.S.-China relations. The U.S. government's focus was turned from China to the terrorists. And of course, in its effort to fight the war against terrorism, the U.S. needs help, international support.
And the U.S. especially needs China's support in the U.N. Security Council, where Beijing holds a veto. That's likely to top the agenda over a lunch of barbecued ribs as President Bush welcomes President Jiang to his Crawford Ranch on Friday. Jiang is expected to reiterate China's position that it opposes the use of force in Iraq. But Beijing is thought unlikely to veto a resolution because it has too much to lose by blocking Washington's plans. It also has too much to gain economically and diplomatically by being cooperative. The U.S. is a major source of foreign investment and is China's biggest export market. Richard Baum of the University of California at Los Angeles says that in response, Washington has toned down its criticism of China in many areas, perhaps most notably of its human rights record.
There has already been a quid pro quo with respect to the war on terrorism. The Bush administration recently declared that the Turkestani independence movement, which has been active from time to time in Xinjiang province in northwest China, has recently classified that group as a terrorist organization, which was done to placate China. The Chinese have been arguing that point for some time, and this seemed to be a concession. Some people criticized that as an act of appeasement.
Jiang Zemin is due to step down from his position as General Secretary of the Communist Party at a major congress in Beijing in 2 weeks. This visit enables him to go out in style, portrayed in the Chinese press, striding the international stage with the world's most powerful leader. In the hope of further improving its relationship with the U.S., China today imposed new restrictions on exports of military goods and chemical and biological technology. It's the third set of new laws in the last week aimed at plugging loopholes in their export regulations. And analysts say should go a long way to satisfy Washington that China is serious on non-proliferation. In return, Jiang will be hoping that the U.S. will lift a ban on American satellites being launched on Chinese rockets, a big money earner for the Chinese. There are plenty of other issues for the two sides to consult on, not least North Korea, following the news last week that Pyongyang has been developing nuclear weapons. For now, at least, it seems both sides need a good relationship with the other. The big question is, how long can it last? Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.